You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. It's hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys. Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News, joining us now as we're sitting here getting ready for Cowboys-Vikings and Sunday Night Football. And Joseph, good afternoon to you. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good, fellas. Always good to talk with you.
Man, it's great to have you. Now, what do you know about the Trayvon Diggs story and what the Cowboys want to see from him this week to clear him?
Yeah, you know, I think it's something that's been kind of going on for a while. I mean, obviously, when you go back to the surprise at home concussion and then, you know, some lingering leg stuff. But, you know, I think the Cowboys are, you know, as Brian Schottenheimer said, they're trying to learn how consistent Trayvon Diggs can be in everything. You know, and that means on the field, that means during practice, that means during reps. And, you know, they kind of insinuated off the field, too. And that's kind of something that we've known that's been kind of hanging over Trayvon Diggs this entire season, is relationship with people inside the building a little bit, and just maybe a little bit of difference of opinion. Obviously, when you don't show up to off-season workouts to kind of do rehabilitation and do things on your own, there's a difference of opinion there. And so I think that that's something that's been kind of hanging over Trayvon Diggs this whole time. You know, they still think they like the ability of Trayvon Diggs. They want to see how consistent he can be with everything on the field and off it before they activate him.
He has said that he wants to remain with the Dallas Cowboys. Do you buy that?
I think it's a good question, frankly. I think, obviously, he's kind of built a life here. He's got things going on. But, you know, I think sometimes when, you know, if you kind of look at some of the veiled shots that have been taken from both sides, going back to training camp, you know, it's starting to feel like one of those situations where, you know, I think a fresh start might be best for everyone. You know, I think when Trayvon's been on the field, been healthy, he's been an asset for him. But, you know, I think Jerry Jones has said it many times, you know, in interviews with you guys on 105.3 The Fan, that, hey, you know, I don't know if we can trust him to be his full self. I think anytime there's a lack of trust, there opens the door for a potential exit from both sides. So, you know, I think that that's something that is certainly kind of on the table in terms of for both sides. Maybe a fresh start might be better. Who knows?
Joe, what's been your take on George Pickens ever since the Detroit Lions game, with the national media taking shots at him left and right? I mean, is this kind of getting blown out of proportion, and has the locker room cared about this at all?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm on my third year on the beat here covering the Cowboys, and there's been so many times where something has happened where I've kind of been like, oh, okay. And then I go back online about 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh, this is a firestorm. And I think that that's kind of a little bit with what happened with George Pickens. You know, just kind of watching it, you know, initially from the press box in Detroit, I was kind of like, you know, I think he just had a bad game, right? And then, you know, you kind of see the comments from Richard Sherman. I was able to ask him about it, you know, in the locker room. That's how fast it had kind of spread by that point. But, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think that it was anything different than what we've kind of seen from George Pickens outside of just a bad performance. I think if you talk about route running, right, if you talk about things, he's mentioned it many times, he likes to be kind of a lazy route runner. He likes to have his body kind of go still in the air because that's what draws defensive pass interferences. I think that the two plays that kind of stick out from that game in terms of was there bad effort or not was, you know, the third down where he kind of tries to fall towards the sticks a little bit. And I thought that was him just trying to kind of find a soft spot in zone where he's kind of clouded and he's got guys underneath him and on top of him. You know, I guess you could say maybe he should have came back to the ball a little bit, but that was kind of a tough play. And then the deep ball, you know, I don't even know if, frankly, that was something he was tracking well. Like, I think that ultimately that was just a play where it wasn't, you know, a great connection, in my opinion. We've seen George Pickens go up over two defenders constantly to try and make plays. You know, I chalk this one up as a bad game. He chalks it up as a bad game. I think the locker room chalks it up as a bad performance, and I don't think that they're reading too deep into it beyond that.
Hey, Joseph, as you look at the offensive line, and I know we're all kind of looking to see what happens with Guyton and talking to some folks. I know you're talking probably a lot of the same folks over there, but where are they on with Guyton right now? And are they, you feel like they're preparing to have Thomas ready for this week?
Yeah, I kind of think that they're still in the wait and see mode. I think there's optimism that he can come back. You kind of look at Guyton and he's been moving around well, just even seeing him in the locker room. I think that they've seen Nate Thomas start in place of him. Obviously last week didn't go well. So I think that, you know, they're preparing for that, but I think there's optimism that Guyton can return. But we'll see. I mean, you know, with these things, I mean, we saw it with Jadeveon Clowney and it's a little bit different. He's a little bit older, obviously, but sometimes these things go down to the wire a little bit. And, I think that there's optimism, but right now they're definitely in the testing portion with Guyton. We saw him today working on the cords with Britt. I'm very curious to see where he's at tomorrow.
How about CD Lamb?
Yes, CeeDee Lamb was out there today. Didn't do much. I think, you know, one thing, if you look at the concussion return to play protocol, there is an element of just being in pads and doing some football things. I think we've seen that with multiple guys. That's why I think that this was more of an acclimation rather than a return to practice. The limited was very, very limited with CeeDee Lamb. But I'll tell you, like, concussions can be finicky, and, you know, there's kind of a variation in return stuff. He's obviously on a good path. But that was a scary concussion for CeeDee Lamb. I'll say this. We saw him after the game, and one of the reporters I was with asked him, like, are you okay? And, you know, he said, yeah, I'm good. So I think that right now they're progressing well in the protocol, and they're hopeful that he can play on Sunday.
Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Javonte Williams, do you think he's playing his last four games as a Cowboy? And is he getting worn down as the season goes on?
Great question. In terms of worn down, he's starting to admit a little bit that, you know, he's feeling some bruises and kind of feeling the tread on the tires. I mean, this is obviously the most he's ever ran in his career. I think that is definitely kind of a factor to watch. He says that he'll be ready to go by the time Sunday rolls around. But that's something I think if you kind of look at how the numbers have been going, I think it's been more blocking, frankly. But I'm curious to see how he bounces back against the Minnesota defense that's ready for him. And then whether or not this is the last four games, that's a great question. I mean, because I think one of the things they loved about Javonte Williams was the price tag they got Javonte Williams at. And ultimately, I think that that's not going to be the price tag they get this time around. You know, he's in line to get, you know, $500,000 worth of incentives after this game if he scores a touchdown and I think gets over 50 all-purpose yards. It's not much. So he's due for another payday after this game. And so I think realistically, they will probably want to go cheap at the position again next year. I think that they like him a lot. I think that if they can find a common number, he'll be back. But it's definitely a potential option with four games left.
They were constantly linked to Jeunty last year during the draft process, as you know. Jeremiah Love will probably be the guy this year that'll be the first-round running back that they'll be linked to. Do you think that the days are over of them looking at an Ezekiel Elliott and a Felix Jones? Have they moved past that, trying to get a running back with that caliber of a price tag?
Yeah, I don't think it's over per se, but I think that they like the idea of going cheaper there, especially when they have so many other needs. Like, you know, you look at some of the, even after this last game, I'm kind of wondering, do they have to invest another first round pick in an offensive tackle? And I know that's not what fans want to hear, you know, but they have two first round picks, Terrence Steele, we'll see in terms of him returning after this year. Obviously, they have an out there. And I think that a lot of people thought maybe you can kind of swing Nate Thomas in there and maybe kick Tyler Guyton back out to right tackle. But I think that there's still some growing pains with Nate Thomas. I think they like his ability, but I don't know if you could trust that next season right off the bat. So I think that there's so many needs that I just don't see running back being the move with one of their first two first-round picks. But, you know, I do think that the wild card always is the excitement level of a pick like that. And I think that that's something that will always kind of linger in the mind of Jerry Jones, even in the war room as the seconds tick away right before they're about to pick.
Is there any conversation about Jaden Blue and him maybe getting more of a role? Or, you know, what would happen if he had to be pressed into duty? Like, what are the biggest issues with him?
Yeah, no, I think that right now they just like Malik Davis more. They trust him more. Obviously, they like Malik Davis from a special team standpoint. They like what they have in Javonte Williams. I think that with Jaden Blue, they've kind of talked about this often and insinuated it many times throughout the season. There are some growing pains to being a professional with Jaden Blue. They've kind of talked about it. I mean, even Schottenheimer being very open about him wearing Louis Vuitton cleats and having, you know, calluses from that kept him flow a little bit. So I think there's definitely an acclimation project that's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Or a process that's kind of keeping Jaden Blue from being active right now. We'll see if the last four games they give him another shot there, but that might be something that they need to tinker with in the offseason.
You know, we have Jake Ferguson on every Thursday, the Jake Ferguson Show here on the Fan Thursdays at 5:30. How about his fumbles? Is there much being made of that? Is this a concern moving forward?
You know, it's got to be something that's remedied, and I think the Cowboys think it can be easily remedied. You know, I asked Schottenheimer about that after the Lions game, and you know, he had no fumbles his first two seasons at all. Now he's got seven in the last two seasons. And I think one thing with Jake Ferguson is this is a guy that will also never say die, right? This is a guy that will keep fighting for extra yards. But when you're fighting for extra yards and you're kind of in the mosh pit that is, you know, a tackle in the NFL, sometimes you kind of lose a little bit of where your hands are on the ball. And in that case, he had the ball on his inside when, you know, everyone's always taught to keep your ball on the outside just in case the ball trickles to the sideline, or it also gives you a better stiff arm and defense with your inside arm. He didn't have that. He was fighting for extra yards. Ball popped out. I think that's with something with Ferguson where, you know, they never want him to stop fighting, but I think they want him to be smarter when he's fighting for that extra yard.
Joseph, we talked about Lamb at all as far as any, you know, I know what limited today. I know people don't like to talk about the concussion part of this game and stuff like that. Any indication about him this week?
Yeah, no, I think that there's he's going through the protocol. You know, he was out there, didn't do much. I think that's part of the process. And, you know, kind of like what I said a little bit, like, it's finicky with every concussion. It's different for every person. He kind of gave us pretty quickly in the locker room after the Detroit game the inclination that he'll be good to go. But, you know, you just got to go through the protocol and see how things go. I think if we see a progression tomorrow, that's a good sign for CeeDee Lamb potentially playing on Sunday.
You handled that with grace, Joseph. You should have told him, shut the hell up.
Who asked that one earlier?
Dawson actually did that.
Did you, yeah, Dawson? My apologies, yeah. Joe. My apologies because I was looking down. So I got hacked, Joe. I got hacked on Twitter, Joe. It was a terrible question. It's probably going to be G-Bag of the Day. I appreciate you hanging out with me.
That's your first one, I think, in 5 years.
It is.
All great streaks come to an end.
I tell you what, I made progress, Joe. I made progress on my Twitter, and I'm thinking, did somebody ever ask this question? I might as well try.
Oh, the text loves it.
No, appreciate you, Joe.
It's fantastic, I'm just glad it wasn't me. I want to ask you, Joe, about Flus. All right, and I did take some flack because I gave Flus a little bit of a shield early in the season just because I thought that the personnel was so darn bad. It didn't matter who the DC was. As for now, ending the season, the personnel's gotten a little bit better. What do you think about the future? Are they just going to be stuck to the continuity here, and he's coming back no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, that's where my mind goes, is the continuity aspect of things. I think Jerry Jones is tired of changing defensive coordinators, and I think you've seen over and over again, that what can happen with that. I mean, I think realistically there are players that don't fit his system, you know, that they have, but they have to roll out with because you can't overhaul an entire defense in one offseason. I think in terms of when they meet after the season and they kind of go over whether or not they should bring Matt Eberflus back, that's going to be something that's pitched in his favor is, hey, what if you give him an offseason to go get more guys? What if you can get Savone Revel to play more of zone and be that long Jalen Johnson type guy for him? And, you know, rather than just being an only man corner, like, I think that those are things that are going to be in his favor. And I think that's the reason why he returns ultimately. But I think that the next four games could be kind of crucial in terms of him kind of inspiring a little bit of hope for fans, especially about what this defense could be with the pieces they've already added at the deadline moving forward. I'm curious to see if Logan Wilson gets more reps this game too.
Yeah. From what, can you tell if he did get more reps, would he be better than Kenneth Murray?
I think it's a good question because I think right now it's almost like a head versus like body kind of conversation. They love the speed of Kenneth Murray. I think, frankly, he actually might need to slow down a little bit in terms of his reads because he kind of jumps sometimes in bad gaps and next thing you know opens up a hole where he takes himself out of the play. And I think right now they like Logan Wilson's ability to dissect things, but in reality, you can't combine these two guys. Like that's probably the linebacker you want is the one that has the head of Logan Wilson and the speed of Kenneth Murray. So I think, you know, it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't right now with those guys in terms of what they want. I personally think it'd be time to see a little bit more reps of Logan Wilson. I think kind of just based on practice, we might see that this week.
Okay.
Something to keep an eye on, but we'll see.
How much did they miss Clowney against Detroit?
Yeah, I think a big part because, ultimately I think the East and West game is what really kind of killed the Cowboys in that game. The speed of Jahmyr Gibbs in particular, I think that he might have helped in that regard. I was pretty impressed actually with Donovan Ezeraku's ability to kind of keep edge stuff a little bit against Jahmyr Gibbs and kind of make some plays there. I think they miss Clowney a lot, but we'll see. I mean, he's practicing today. He looks pretty on path to return on Sunday.
All right, Joe, I got a good question because now I'm actually paying attention to you. I apologize.
Any CeeDee Lamb update there, Joe?
Yeah, any CeeDee Lamb update, Joe? No, you mentioned about Donovan Ezeraku, and I know you kind of dabble in the draft and stuff like that. Were you surprised at how well he's played the run and the pass stuff has been a little bit, the pass rush has been a little bit lacking? For that, I mean, I know we've got pressures and stuff, but I kind of felt like he was going to be a pass rush guy first and then play the run.
No, Brian, that's an excellent question. I swear I'm not.
Ah, you're being nice.
I swear I'm not because I'm literally going to write this week, I think. It is fascinating that they drafted this guy to be the edge rush, pass rush tool, you know, five tool kind of guy, and he's become a really good run defender. I think he's fifth in the NFL in terms of tackles for loss among defensive ends right now. It's funny. I think that they thought they might be getting a Micah Parsons replacement. They might have found a DeMarcus Lawrence replacement the way he plays the run. And so I think it's been a fascinating development for him, and I think that there's a lot of optimism that the pass rush stuff will come too. But right now, the way he shoots gaps, takes chances, and knifes in, it's very DeMarcus Lawrence-esque.
Any hope they can get this turnover margin taken care of or improved upon by with this personnel, or is this going to take different dudes?
I might write about this too this week. Is I keep waiting for the Deron Bland of old to just show up, and I think that if there's a game to do it, you know, and obviously there's different systems than what he was with Dan Quinn when he thrived, but if there's a game to do it, it's this game. The Vikings lead the NFL in interceptions thrown. You know, that includes multiple quarterbacks, obviously. I think J.J. McCarthy will give them opportunities. Obviously, he didn't do that last week. I think there will be chances for them to get their hands on the ball And they need to. Schottenheimer said the biggest issue with this team right now is not only giveaways, but the lack of takeaways on their defensive side of the ball. I think that they need to start taking some chances with some of these corners on jumping things, and then we'll see if they can actually get their hands on the ball this week.
How about slow starts? Is that just bad luck, or is there something going on?
I think that they, because they script things, and I think right now, you know, it hasn't necessarily been kind of working, at least early on, and I think that some of the adjustments have been good. They need to figure that out because, you know, I think that that's something that has really kind of hampered their, you know, offense initially. And luckily, you know, when you go back to the Eagles game, they were able to respond well. Go back to the Chiefs game, able to respond well. Go back to the Detroit game, you can't respond well. So I think that that's something that's going to be something that limits them for a while until they fix it. And one thing I've been kind of curious about, they're 1-3-1 in primetime night games this year, which kind of is not something they've been in the past. And I'm kind of wondering if maybe there's something to that too. You know, they got another one this Sunday on Sunday Night Football against the Vikings. I'm wondering if maybe that kind of contributes to a little bit of their slow starts.
Terrific stuff, Joe. Loving it, man. Love having you on the beat, and we'll look forward to catching up with you soon.
Yeah, take care, fellas. Good luck, Brian, with the whole hack thing.
Yeah, Joe, thanks. I'm sorry I asked you a stupid-ass question.
Thanks, Joe. Love you, Joe.
You're good. You're good. Later.
Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News with you here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And with that, it's time for some sounds of the sports day, Wolchuk.
Game day thongs. That's all you need to know. That's next in the nation.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.